And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I'm talking about this one. I mean this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're going to kick off this this first dipper here, and I'll just be honest with you. This one, I got some passion tied up in this one. This one gets under my skin because so much of what we're looking at right now with illegal immigration is so preventable. It's like, first of all, you can look at some of the things like when a crime occurs against an individual, or any kind of crime for that matter, but especially a violent crime against an American citizen by an illegal alien, you have a double reason for having angst about the moment. You obviously have angst because they are the victim of a violent crime, but secondly, you deal with the fact that this is a crime that if the person had not been here at all, could not have occurred. We're seeing right now a strain upon the systems of the United States. Now, granted, we're the U.S. We can recover from this. We can. But you know what? We can also get to the point that it's almost impossible to recover. I really believe that if the policies that we're seeing right now are left unchecked by whatever happens at the election this coming, November, if we don't see Trump win, then we're going to be in a world of hurt, because I don't believe for a second that the sudden dawning of reality by Kamala Harris is like going to really mean something meaningful to you and I on border issues. I don't. Because they have openly mocked the concerns about the border. Openly mocked it. Phil, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is they've openly mocked it. I tell you what, Big Rig, I'm going to be calling for audio one. That's the Kamala Harris one. Audio one here momentarily. Listen, when she ran in 2020, Vice President Harris openly derided Trump's positions on the border. And man, was he proven right. And she got in there, and that derision that she had, that poo-pooing of the issues, oh boy, did we not all become expendable in the process of her doing anything but Trump, right? So suddenly you've got the situation where, okay, Trump did it, we got to do just the opposite. But me personally, I believe there's an intent here. Sometimes it takes a while for me to get to the point that I'll say something like that, because I don't want to just declare something as is when maybe it's not. But there is no way in the world that what is happening on our southern border is anything less than intentional by those who could stop it if they wanted to. In other words, they don't want to stop it. Big Rig, you got audio one ready? So audio one, I want you to hear this. This is Kamala Harris just totally mocking the idea that Donald Trump wanted to build a wall. Go ahead and play it.
We don't need to build a wall. This is a crisis of his own making. And by definition, just plain speak, basic English language definition, it is not an emergency. Yes. What's going to end up happening is that he will end up, without any question, if he proceeds, we're going to be looking at a situation where, in particular, homeowners and landowners in places like New Mexico and Texas are probably going to look at government taking their land. We're looking at military resources being focused, again, on the president's vanity project instead of focused on real national security. We don't need to...
Stop. Gosh, she's killing me.
I bet she feels like a real big dum-dum now.
I wonder. I listen to her say that, and I think, I don't know that she really has any regret about those statements. And you look at it and think, that had to be one of the most indefensible position statements I have ever heard. It's... In fact, his vanity project, building the wall, his vanity project, and resources being drawn to it. And people might lose some of their land. People are losing their land to illegals that are just trashing it.
Look at the country now.
Look at it. So there's Kamala Harris. Listen, Robert Adderholt, Congressman Robert Adderholt, who serves the Alabama 4th Congressional District, which is a huge expanse of ground. I mean, it's literally, it's from northwest Alabama touching the Mississippi-Tennessee lines all the way sweeping across below Madison and part of Madison, actually, and going all the way to the Georgia line. I mean, he covers a huge swath of ground. He wrote a piece that came out in 1819 News Today. And he points out that, you know, what we're dealing with even here is not unique because it's unfortunately nationwide. But he talks about how the southern border has become a highway of cheap labor, and that was part of the reason why, in this case, I can look at it and say, I know this for a fact, and he points it out himself. He says, people in Albertville and the surrounding communities of Kilpatrick and Boaz, they know firsthand how illegal immigration has transformed communities. Yes, it has. And he says, my Republican colleagues and I want to secure the border, stop the flow of illegal migrants, put the gangs, the cartels, and human traffickers out of business, and deport those who should not be here. But he goes on and points out, too, then we got an issue with the situation with Haiti. So there's been a lot of talk in the press lately about busloads of Haitian migrants being brought in to work the chicken plants in Marshall County in northeast Alabama. Well, Haiti's a mess. Haiti's almost a failed state. Maybe it is a failed state now. I'm not sure. I think there's a legal definition for when a state is truly failed. But he points out that they had an earthquake in 2010 that killed 100,000 people. They haven't had an actual president in years. They have no legislature. Their judicial system is just in tatters. And he says, we're a compassionate nation, but this is an issue, this impact, this policy of flying them in nonstop, plane loads full of Haitian migrants. He says, a nation and an immigration system cannot ingest more people than it can digest. So even the ones that are here coming in, being brought here by the government, quasi-legally, which I, by the way, I question, but quasi-legally, even that is putting a strain on our resources. Even that is making it difficult for law enforcement. Even in northeast Alabama, we're hearing about Haitian gangs. The toll it takes on school systems. Like, for instance, the Haitian migrants. They come here quasi-legally, and their primary language is Haitian Creole. Well, there's no interpreters around here for Haitian Creole. So then the school system has to figure out how to handle it. And it's, listen, I'll never forget years ago when I was in the Alabama State Senate going up to Marshall County and getting a tour and meeting with the school system, and they told us what a strain it was, even then. And that was like 2011, 2012. And they were telling us that they were not able to hire more teachers because they were spending so much money on interpreters. And Adderholt, Congressman Adderholt, points out this situation is not sustainable. It's not. It's not. And I'll go back to what I said a moment ago. It's also, in my opinion, it's intentional. Why do I think it's intentional? Well, because they say so. They joke about it. They make light of it. I got audio clip number two, Big Rig. I'm gonna go ahead and jump on it, I guess. So what you're about to hear in a minute, listen close, because it was not professional audio. It was somebody recording it on their phone. But this is the kind of thing that Harris and Walz say when they don't realize they're being recorded. This gives you a clear indication of what they truly think. So this is Tim Walz, who's now running as Governor Walz. He's running for vice president. This is him joking about, you know what, if you build the wall 30 feet high, I may need to invest in 35-foot ladders. Make a lot of money doing that. This is how he feels about us. Play it.
I would say this, that I just am waiting to find out how high that wall is, because then if it's 30 foot tall, you can go invest in the 35 foot ladder. There's money to be made here, you know. So,
Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's just giggle, giggle. Oh, chuckle, chuckle. That's so good.
It looks like he's at a party and he's trying to tell a party joke.
Yeah, he's doing what he can to loosen the crowd up at some fundraiser or some, yeah, you know, some back office gathering of people that support his campaign for governor or whatever. But there he is blowing off the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who wants to be the vice president of the United States. The quote that I had earlier that you played a minute ago, Big Rig, that's the one who wants to be the president of the United States. That's the team that would be the executives over anything to do with the border.
Clown show.
Goat rodeo. We need to have a sound effect for goat rodeo. Like the sound of goats and the cracking of whips. That's what we need. Swaka. Swaka.
That's a good one.
But listen, I'm telling you, folks, what we're seeing right now on the strains of our systems, when we get back from this next break, I'm going to tell you. So the lovely Charlene pointed out an article to me this morning. As I was getting ready for the show, she said, have you seen the one about New York? And I said, no, what? I thought I'd already seen everything. She goes, they're talking about how much of the crime in New York is all related to illegal immigrants. So I found that article, and oh my gosh, listen. And then we'll talk about the Denver suburbs and what's going on with the fact that you got illegals taking over whole apartment complexes and the update on that. And then, oh, by the way, that's not the only city. No. There's more. We'll talk about that too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, taking a break right now. We'll come right back. We're in Dipper number one. Are we expendable? That's the way it feels. It feels like we're told just to lump it. We're just collateral damage in the way of their border plans. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, we're on Dipper number one right now. Are we expendable? Here's why I'm asking that, in case you just tuned in. So somewhere in the middle of all of the inactivity on the part of the Biden-Harris administration to help close down the southern border, there's apparently the notion that what happens to us in the process, you and I, American citizens, just living our daily lives, that what happens to us is just, I'm sorry, that's collateral damage. You were in the way. In other words, we're expendable. That's the way it feels. And I know that sounds like a brutal take on it, but come on. I mean, think about where we are right now. Like the city of Denver. Denver, first of all, Colorado. What the heck, Colorado? Y'all are better than this. But their leadership under Governor Polis, just this extremely liberal hack who's a governor, their leadership has determined to make them a sanctuary state, even to the point of giving away, you know, all kinds of perks and benefits and just enticing people in. Denver has now seen one of the highest, we hear about New York City and all the time, but Denver has received one of the highest per capita influxes of illegal migrants, mostly Venezuelan. Over 40,000 people have migrated into Denver in the last couple of years. 40,000. Y'all, they increased their population base by 10%. It's unreal. It's also unsustainable. You cannot expect that many people to suddenly show up overnight who don't bring with them resources and ability to, you know, to merge into to become a part of the community and expect it to go well. I mean, immigration is going to happen. I'm for it. I'm for legal immigration. I love it. I've got family members, like I've said before, who are naturalized citizens. Love it. Do the thing. Come to the United States, the land of promise. We are indeed the city on a hill. We're the place where you can have the American dream. We are. I know that. But this ain't it. This is called the downfall of society. This is when you look back at history. This is one of the downfalls of the Roman Empire was the inability to any longer control their borders. And mass migrations of hordes of people rushed into Rome's empirical boundaries and just began to crush the ability to control. And I don't mean like control like tyranny, under your thumb control. I'm not just talking about being able to provide, being able to sustain, being able to give, you know, to have infrastructure. There's a place and a role for government. And you can, I named it, but if you heard my monologue earlier, I named it. Look at the Constitution of the United States. To provide for the common defense, a role of government. To ensure domestic tranquility, what does that mean? Law enforcement, a role of government. To basically support the general welfare, things like infrastructure, city services like water and sewer, that's not going to be a private sector issue. Those are going to wind up being functions of government. I'm for that. I recognize that government has a role. I'm not so libertarian in my beliefs that there should be no government. That's silly. That's ridiculous. But I will say this, that somewhere in the middle of it all, if you're going to do those things, you have to be able to do those things for whoever's here. And the idea that they can just crash our systems the way they've done in the last few years and then expect us to just go, wow, that was cool. That was neat. We can't, you know, our roads are clogged up and we don't have the money anymore to build new roads. And our medical systems are strained to the capacity. And our Medicaid at the state level is no longer able to sustain itself. And we're going to have an increase in state budgets to cover that. And then, oh, by the way, how about our school systems? Wow, that's cool. Public school systems need interpreters and we can't even find enough. So what are we going to do? And do we set up a whole new English as a second language class? And if we do, will they show up? And then on top of that, you got, well, taxes. Are they in the system? Or are they not in the system? Are they paying taxes? Or are they not paying taxes? And did they come here with any resources? Do we have to give them housing? Why should we give them housing? They showed up here illegally. Well, you know, your government says we got to give them housing. Okay, who pays for it? You and I do. It just goes on and on and on to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. And oh, by the way, crushing local communities, creating incredible civil unrest. Now, it's not just a matter of me saying that. Yes, this is a conservative talk show. Yes, I have opinions. How about when I look at the numbers, though, because the numbers don't lie? How about the story that I alluded to before I went to the break? New York Post, Dateline yesterday. Migrants flooding New York City's justice systems, making up 75% of the arrests in Midtown. Can you imagine? New York City proper. I mean, we're talking the Big Apple. 75% of all arrests right now are related to illegal immigrants. Sanctuary city laws handcuffing cops, making it impossible for them to truly do their job or to even track the ones that they're able to apprehend. Story here in the New York Post says, across New York, recently arrived migrants are flooding the criminal justice systems at far higher rates than public officials have been willing to acknowledge. Police sources shared with the Post a staggering estimate that as many as 75% of the people they've arrested in Midtown Manhattan in recent months for crimes like assault, robbery, and domestic violence are migrants. In parts of Queens, the figure is more than 60%. On any given day, Big Apple criminal court dockets are packed with asylum seekers who have run afoul of the law. The problem is made worse by sanctuary city laws that mean that New York cops are not allowed to work with ICE on cases which they believe suspects are in the country illegally. Additionally, the NYPD says it is barred from tracking the immigration status of offenders. Why would you do this? Why would you do all that? Well, it was cool back when it was, you know, just a virtue signal and immigration wasn't a really huge deal. But now that every city is a border city and the systems are just being bombarded, you look at it and go, well, maybe you should change your local sanctuary laws. Maybe you look at it and go, yeah, that didn't work out so good. Maybe we ought to do a little something different. You know what I'm saying? Mayor Eric Adams, who, by the way, is no conservative, Mayor Eric Adams of New York City has called on the city council to change the local sanctuary laws. And they won't do it. And Mayor Adams says, right now, we don't have the authorization to be able to go and coordinate with ICE. We have to follow the law. NYPD spokesman said that police officers are prohibited from asking about immigration status of crime victims, witnesses, suspects, and therefore the NYPD can't even track data. But they know what they see. On any given day, they say that they have so many migrant cases in the Queens criminal courthouse that they can't find enough interpreters to keep it moving. It's just absolutely asinine. In the meantime, you have to figure, apparently we're expendable in the process. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. So I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Are we expendable? I got some text messages from y'all that I'll get caught up on here momentarily. But my point in saying this, in case you're just tuning in right now, is when I look at the policies that keep our southern border constantly open under Biden-Harris, and I mean, I get it. If I saw effort from them that said, build the walls, do the thing, reinforce the borders, do what we got to do, and we still had the massive influx, I'd say, golly, what do we got to do to give you a hand? But we're not seeing that. It's like, The dike has sprung leaks everywhere and ain't nobody doing nothing to stem the tide. That's the way it feels. Now, I say ain't nobody doing nothing. I mean, let me say this. State of Texas, whoo, Texas has got it going on. The Operation Lone Star effort is still, to this day, proving itself to be one of the greatest assets to the overall border control issue just across the board. If Texas had not been able to engage willingly, then I think that the situation would be even worse. Texas has been, I mean, neck deep in it, doing what it can, putting up water barriers in the Rio Grande and reinforcing border points and making sure. And I hate it because, you know what? You hate to see the beautiful southern border having to become almost like a militarized zone, but that's what it's taking. And oh, by the way, where are the environmentalists? Have you seen the level of human devastation on the lands around the southern border? I mean, just turn them into trash pits. It's just unbelievable. And then there's the loss of life. So people's land is being devastated. Public use of land is being devastated. And then you've got loss of life, which is devastating. Hundreds of thousands of people died from fentanyl overdose, traffic across our southern border. Human trafficking is at epic levels. We just had, I think it was it Prattville? I think right here in Prattville, Alabama, we had a guy arrested and charged with human trafficking, illegal, in the last few days. And you look at all this and you think, okay, apparently we're expendable. You know, in the eyes of those who could enact the policies to make a difference, apparently we are just, you know, sorry you got in the way. We really wanted people to come in the borders, and, you know, I hate that you had to pay a price for it, you know, but hey. Bert from Owens Crossroads says on the text line, says, by the way, I just returned from our lengthy annual visit to Montana. Missed your show. He said, not the turmoil of the country. Thank you, man. But he also says, but on the issues of schools and migrants, he said, let the new arrivals sink or swim with English, just like my dad had to do when he left his Finnish-speaking household for public schools in Montana. There were no interpreters for him. He learned English really fast. You know, that's a great point. And by the way, there used to be a thing. Gosh, I left it at my office. I should have brought it. But somebody dropped off from me today. She and her family migrated here from another country in 1960. And to this day, she still has the little booklet she was given about becoming a U.S. citizen. And she made a copy of it for me. And it was amazing. I went through it today. I guess I could talk about it from memory, but I went through it today. First of all, there was a letter from the president and from the attorney general, John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, thanking them for coming to the United States and becoming a part of who we are as a nation. It had things like the Pledge of Allegiance and the words of the national anthem, and then the benefits of being a citizen and what it means to be a citizen, and talking about becoming a part of the fabric of the community. And all of this was given to her in a booklet issued by our government. Nowadays, the only thing they issue is an app where you can fill it out and say, I just want to go there, and I need something free. Give me something free. And they show up. Well, Phil, they're trying to better their lives. Maybe. And there's only so much we can sustain in that regard. John C. from Madison says, human trafficking, especially of children and fentanyl trafficking, should be punishable by death. Oh, that's... Listen, at the very least, it should be punishable. Right now, it's not. Randy from Madison says, Phil, I hate to say it, but the only positive I see on the illegal immigrant problem is when the Dems get us into World War III, we'll have more cannon fodder. Wow, Randy, that's a little... Okay, I I'm not there. We can fix this. I look forward to... I don't know how he's going to do it, but I believe that a Trump administration would indeed begin a deportation program. I also believe, here's the thing, I also believe that what will happen is they'll announce a deportation program and you'll see a massive outflux of illegals. People who are suddenly not willing to take over apartment complexes and sell drugs on the streets and just, you know, consume. That I think we'll see a lot of people just leave. It won't be the millions that we had come in, but I think a bunch of them will leave nonetheless. Ken from Rimlap says, I have a relative and co-workers in Marshall County. This is too true about the migrants. Lord help us. Yeah. Wiley from Gunnersville says, Two words, Cloward Piven. It's in the Democrat playbook. Yeah, the Cloward. I need to do a whole show on the Cloward Piven program because it does feel eerily similar. Ronnie from Danville says, Phil, the people that cross the border, legal or illegal, I don't know which, but they are buying all the houses in our community. He said, how can they work so cheap, as some people say they are, and buy these houses? And when they buy them, they spend a lot of money fixing them up. I don't know what to tell you, Ronnie, but I do know this. A lot of that's going to wind up being an underground economy. They're not borrowing through the banks. They're not truly, you know, going through the processes. And then you have to wonder, too, if they're here illegally, can they hold title to land? I don't know the answer. I'm a real estate attorney. I'm not even sure about that. I need to find out. But listen, what we got right now is a situation too where crime is at an epic level, and it's not being reported. Part of the reason why you're not getting all of the facts and figures is because so many of these blue states refuse to track the immigration status of people that are arrested. They refuse. They will not cooperate with that. So like I said a moment ago, that story I had on the New York Post, 75% of the arrests in Midtown New York City are here illegally. It's unbelievable. Now, there's been a few stories that have come out in recent days that got a lot of attention, a lot. Did you know about the apartment complexes in Aurora, which is a suburb of Denver? Most of you heard about it. The municipality of New York, and this is National Review. The municipality of Aurora, Colorado is taking action against Venezuelan gang members by declaring the apartment buildings they overtook this month are a criminal nuisance. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman announced on Friday that city officials are working to draft up emergency ordered court-ordered evictions. This will require a municipal judge to issue the order with the goal of getting these properties back under the control of the property owners. In the meantime, he says, the law enforcement task force is set to disrupt and arrest Venezuelan gang members in these buildings, and it will continue its operations. So what's happened is this. Aurora, Colorado, last week, video got out that clearly showed Venezuelan gangs had taken over apartment buildings. Not were living in the area, but had taken over the buildings. Ring camera footage showed them going to people's doors, heavily armed, and then a gunfight broke out in one of them. Residents of the building who were there before are saying how they just wanted out. They wanted out of there. They couldn't live there anymore. They did not feel safe in their own homes. We understand that there's at least three apartment complexes that are in that position. Aurora, Colorado is now doing what it can to deal with it. Now, the mayor is saying, please stop pretending this is our entire city. It's not. And I hope that's true. But he says, we have determined that all three of the buildings are owned by the same management company. So I'm wondering if there's some collusion there. And it says, while the mayor has been working to handle the situation, the Colorado governor has subtly undermined his efforts. I'm going to tell you about that when we get back from the break, because y'all, the governor of Colorado, you've got armed gangs taking over whole apartment complexes in a major suburb city outside of Denver. And all the Colorado governor can do is be snarky and pretend that it's part of their imagination. I'll tell you about that when we get back from the break. Take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll do it. We'll come right back. Y'all, are we expendable? Let me answer the question. No, by God, we are not. We are not. This has got to change. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right and we will be back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Pulling pins on truth grenades. That's where we are. A couple of quick things I'll tell you and then I'll go into the phones. So the situation in Aurora, Colorado, the governor of the state, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who does not inspire, let me just put it that way, Governor Polis has just dismissed the whole thing. Initially, he's just like, well, his office put out a statement saying this apparently is a feature of the city council imagination. Their imagination. It's on video. You've got massive numbers of citizens that feel threatened by it. This is all part of their imaginations. It's not real. Despite the governor's claims, however, it says the evidence is clear. And then he went on to say, it got worse. He really hopes the city council members will stop trashing their own city when they're supposed to be the ones keeping it safe. That's what his spokesperson said. I mean, the audacity of this. You look at it and go, my gosh, man, how about this? I was not aware, but I will definitely do all I can to try and help. And we're going to get this under control. But no, this is not real. By the way, this is the same governor who's been embracing sanctuary policies for his whole state. In recent months, the article I've got here, which this one came from where? This one came from the New York Post again. New York Post says, in recent months, the governor signed legislation to support illegals by making it easier for them to obtain driver's licenses, attend taxpayer-funded schools, and to obtain taxpayer-funded resources. And when they became too much, he started busing them to New York. Yeah, go figure. By the way, that situation with the takeover of the apartment complex, there's an unconfirmed report. I've only got one spot that I can find where it was written up, and it's not with a normal news source. But there's one report that there's a Chicago apartment building which was also taken over by Venezuelan gangs last night. More to come on that one. We'll wait and see. But y'all, I mean, this. Listen, we're not expendable. We shouldn't have to be collateral damage in the face of this. Line one on the phones right now, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Spark, how you doing?
I'm awesome, and I'm trying to contain the passion in my voice because I'm bad about yelling at you.
Bring it, brother.
To answer the question, we American taxpaying citizens, and especially conservatives and Republicans, are very much expendable, very intentionally expendable, because our votes don't matter because it doesn't go the way of the narrative of the far socialist left. They're opening the border wide open from day one of this administration had only one purpose. It had nothing to do with compassion, care, and concern for the Dreamers. It was to bring in as many warm bodies as they could so that one day when they make them all legals, they will all vote Democrat. There was no other motive. And we be damned. The taxpayers be damned. The people who have died to violent gang violence be damned. The people who died from the mules coming across be damned. Friends of mine and thousands and thousands across the country who died from fentanyl overdose be damned. They want power. They want those votes. And they're hoping to make these people, before they leave office, make them all legal so that they can all vote Democrat for life. There was no other motive. There was no other alternatives. And that's exactly what they're trying to achieve right here.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good summary there, brother. I should have just let you do that segment because I think you nailed it. I'm serious. But the reality is, we're not expendable. And that's what I think we need to reinforce is that you and I, American citizens, none of us, we're not intended to be collateral damage. This is a fight. I mean, this is literally a brutal fight across the nation. Every city in America is a border city now.
Well, in the eyes of the Lord and in the eyes of the United States Constitution, of course, we're not expendable. We do matter and we're a part of the process. But I guess what I was saying, in the eyes of the far left socialists, the people who've been in power, however it is they managed to get there, we are very much expendable. In fact, we're hated. There's a lot of disdain and scorn for us. And like the governor of Colorado and the entire Biden-Harris administration for the last 4 years, outrageous lies instead of accountability, instead of integrity, unbelievable outrageous lies because they know the media has their back and they think we're all just as stupid as the people who line up and vote for them.
Sparky, call in more often, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Bill.
Right, see you. Take care. And let me finish with this, too, just so you know. You look at it and think, okay, they're going to, I mean, at least in politics right now, they're saying they're going to do something, right? Even if, you know, Kamala's like soft on the wall issue now, right? It's going to be okay. How about this story that came out 3 days ago? The Department of Homeland Security has quietly paused, which recently quietly paused the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan parole program. Is restarting it. What? Yes. Says DHS announced it has already restarted the CHNV. That's the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan parole program. What that basically means is they're going to fly them in. They can say, I'm in Venezuela. I don't like my life here. I'd like to come to America. Can you please send me a plane ticket? And they do. And they bring them in. And then they just go on parole. What does that mean? Well, that means, hey, and don't forget, coming up here in, I don't know, the next 3 or 4 years, you got to show up for a hearing and we'll decide what to do about you. In the meantime, good luck. So DHS has started the CHNV program again. The restart plan does not address how they plan to vet the sponsors while maintaining that a program that allows 30,000 aliens a month to enter the U.S. or conduct adequate background checks is going to go just swimmingly. Most notably, it says DHS has admitted publicly the program had allowed hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from these four countries to enter the United States without adequate processes in place to vet their parolees or their sponsors. And DHS gives no indication that they're going to investigate past fraud before rekindling the process. They're just going to do it. What it basically means is, no, they haven't learned their lesson. They've learned nothing. They've learned nothing, nothing at all. The Democrats want nothing more than what Sparky just said. They want the borders open. They want these people to become future Democrat voters. And I'm just telling you, in the process of doing it, they consider us to be expendable. We are resources that are just basically needed to be used up and then gotten out of the way to accomplish their plans. That has to change. If you don't go vote this fall, shame on you. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to switch gears, lighten the mood. Let's do some sports with JP. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.